This is Think Smart with TMFG, your weekly podcast of what's newsworthy and relevant to everyday Canadians, with your host, Senior Financial Advisor Rob McClelland and Mike Conan of Asante Capital Management. Today on Think Smart with TMFG, Mike and I are going to be discussing financial planning for summer expenses.
I wish it was warmer weather to talk about this, don't you?
I sure do. I was up north on the weekend. It was brutally cold. The wind was howling. The water, it was flying over the dock. Almost most of the boathouses on the lake were underwater. It was pretty crazy. Anyways, but you still need to do the planning because, as you know, summer comes quickly.
Yeah, it's funny. Every year, I always have some projects. And, I know my project this year. I have my list done. I want to build a stairs down to the water, and I'm way above. So I know it's going to be a big expense, and trying to figure out how much I can afford and if I want to make it out of rocks, if I want to make it out of wood. It's one of those things where you can go cheap and make it out of wood, replace in 10 years, or make it out of rocks and have it be there 1,000 years from now. So it's always a decision to make.
You've got quite a way down to the water there. Yeah. You may consider an elevator.
Yeah.
That's your third option.
It's not going to be cheap.
You're not getting younger.
It's funny. I put a project. I like to build these epoxy tables. I've done one so far, and I figured I'll do a second one. But then, I finally decided to go get some tools to do this. So I went out and spent $2,000 on drum sander last week just to get this stuff done. So whatever you have, whatever hobbies, there's nothing for free. And you got to decide what you're going to enjoy over the summer. It's okay to spend money. That's what the money is for. But it's nice to have a budget on what you're going to do. So what are your plans this summer?
Mike, I actually have four things that I've got lined up. We have some Muskoka chairs. And over the years, I've gradually replaced the wooden ones with these plastic ones that literally last forever. And you can just power wash. And it's so much easier than having to paint. I have two older wooden ones that I'm planning on replacing and carry them up to the top of the hill where they'll die a slow death and bring in some new plastic chairs. They're not cheap. I think they're around $350 each.
Yeah, the new ones are much better though. They are.
But they're great. Yeah. They get dirty, but they never break down, which is wonderful. We also have a Sea-Doo. It's a used Sea-Doo that we had bought used. I think it's 2007 was the year. Anyways, it's got an issue. You can't tell whether it has gas anymore. And we looked at getting that fixed. The problem is it's going to cost about $2,000 to fix that, to get the gas gauge to read properly. So I decided it might be better just to replace it with another used Sea-Doo. So I've already got them looking for a used Sea-Doo, and I'll exchange my used Sea-Doo for a newer used Sea-Doo. We've got some dock boards that need replacing. This is we've got a big dock, and the boards rot over time, especially when you've got high water in the spring like we do this year. So I've probably got about 20 to 30 boards that need replacing. And finally, at home, we're redoing the shower in the bathroom. My wife wanted to redo the whole bathroom. I told her, no, we're just redoing the shower. That's the only thing that has a problem.
Yeah.
So you got to map these things out and plan how much you can allocate to each of them.
It's the 2% rule. Some people say 1% for a house. Usually, I think if you want to keep your house up to date and modernized, 1% is bare maintenance of the value of your home. But if you want to keep your home current, I think it's closer to 2%. By the time you change bathrooms, change kitchens, and keep things, if you don't want a house that looks 30 years old, it's not cheap.
Next up, a big expense for a lot of our clients is travel. Whether they're going to their own vacation property, or they're renting a place for a week or a couple of weeks, or they're just traveling around Canada or somewhere overseas. Travel expenses are big. I made a comment in a previous podcast that lots of clients have been reaching out to take money out of their investment portfolio to do those trips, and that's what they should be doing.
Obviously, the heavy travel season during the winter when everyone's trying to get away from Canada, but there's certain places in the world that you can't see in the winter. We have lots of clients do the Alaskan cruise. Alaskan cruise didn't happen in November. Like, if you want to do an Alaskan cruise, it's going to happen July and August. So there's even a lot of Europe. If you go to the more northern section of Europe and you don't feel like skiing, if you want to go, I booked a trip to Ireland with my family. I'm going there in July. Weather's beautiful in July. Do I want to go to Ireland in February? It's cold and miserable. Not a chance. So there is a lot of trips that you may want to go and plan for the summertime.
Your kids are still pretty young. You're having to work around their schedules.
The summers are nice for that too, because they're both out of school. So they can usually arrange, because they're summer jobs, they can usually arrange to take a week off and do that. But that's not available through the school year. So, you know, the summer gives you that opportunity to actually spend time with the whole family.
So here's a travel tip for you. I have found the first 2 weeks of June to be great for travel. Even the third week is pretty good. Everything has opened up,
yep,
but the tourists haven't arrived yet. So yep, things tend to be a little cheaper, and they're certainly not nearly as busy, and you won't pay as much as you will later on in July and August.
What are your plans?
Nothing really for, we've got a few trips in the spring, nothing really over the summer. We've got the cottage we had redone that was finished a year ago, and we're going to spend the summer enjoying that, and we have a wedding coming this summer. So that'll, I guess that's where my money's being allocated, yep, to, yep, some of the wedding costs. What other things do you have going on or typically people have to plan for in their expenses? Because it's not a monthly expense you think about. And that's my point. It's, you know, if someone's spending $5,000, $7,000 a month, these expenses are lumpy. And if you don't plan for them, they're going to surprise you.
Well, the summer expenses are, there's only some things you can only do specifically during the summer. Roofs are one thing. You know, they're in Canada, there's 5 months where you can't do your roof. So if your roof is looking shabby, you better start to dress it now, because that's the time you can get that stuff done. Obviously, air conditioners. It's always on the warmest day of the year, you're going to have your air conditioners fail. And we get calls in August from our clients, can I get $5,000 out? Can I have $10,000 out? My air conditioner is gone, so I need to get a new one. We're going to get those calls. And everyone calls surprised, going, oh my God, but hey, it's going to happen. And they'll fail at that period of time. We've had clients in the past that want to put in pools, and that's usually a spring to summer project. You know, so that's going to go if you anyone wants to spend that type of money, that's when it's going to be spent. Other big things are landscaping. You know, landscaping can be a very expensive thing. I've seen clients spend hundreds of thousands of dollars on landscaping. You know, if you want to really make a difference in your property and make it look beautiful, landscaping has to be done during that time of year, and it's not cheap.
The exterior of your house may need updating, painting. There's all kinds of expenses. Have you got a plan? Have you put aside a little money so that you can afford it? You don't want to be putting this stuff on your credit card.
A bunch of years ago, I remember you did the outside of your house in Richmond Hill. It made a beautiful difference. You went and did rocks on the outside.
Yeah, we did a stonework on the outside of it, and it completely changed the look and value of our house.
It's a beautiful house. It's been, but it's those changes can make a huge difference. And, you know, if they talk about curb appeal, you go and look at that, it makes a huge difference in that.
Mike, your category is next, toys. I've already mentioned that we're replacing a used CD with a used CD. I know if I open your garage, there's lots of toys.
Yeah, it's my guilty pleasure. I have between boats, cars, motorcycles, you know, and that's mine. But I watch other clients. I have clients that spend more on a bicycle than I do on a motorcycle. I've had people come in to spend $10,000 on a bicycle nowadays. So whatever it is, you know, you're supposed to enjoy your life. We're only here for so much time, and you have to enjoy that. But again, when we talk about budgeting, you know, put that in your budget. When you come in and figure, what am I going to do this summer? No, you know, if I'm going to buy, I'm probably not going to buy toys this year because I'm doing a few family trips. So I have my summer budgets. I'm not going to spend much on renovations. I'm going to spend on travel this year. Maybe next year I won't travel. I'll spend more on toys and rentals and things like that.
I think you got to prioritize. You can't do everything. So figure out what's the most important, what are you going to get the most value, the most enjoyment out of, and put a plan of action. And remember, you don't need to do the whole thing. You could do half, such as we're doing with our bathroom. I would love to have a complete new bathroom. We've been in the house for 25 plus years. We haven't changed that bathroom. It's time, but it's not in the budget, so don't do it.
So what are the good parts of summer, financially speaking? So number one, no heat bills, right?
No heat bills.
No heat bills.
Although if you've got air conditioning, you may have air conditioning bills that might even be higher than your heat bills.
Yeah.
You better get a heat pump as opposed to an air conditioner.
Sure.
Usually less money on travel.
Yeah.
Eating at home more, outside barbecues. I think I'm going home and my wife's told me tonight I'm even barbecuing. So she said, before you come into the house, turn the barbecue on.
Yeah. I tell you, eating out is a big expense. And during the winter, a lot of times you just don't feel like cooking. It's just easier to go to a restaurant and eat. But, you know, if you walk out of a restaurant with it's a $100 bill every time you go to a restaurant now. Even just your average, if you go to the Keg, you're probably $150. You go to Swiss Chalet, you're going to be...
you're going to be at least $80.
$60, $80. So it's not cheap to eat out anywhere. And if you throw just some hamburgers on the barbecue, it's a pretty cheap meal. It's actually pretty tasty.
Always remember, Mike, walking is free.
Yep.
So there are some things you can do for free. Take advantage of them. That brings us to the end of another week. Thank you for joining us. This is Rob and Mike with Think Smart from the McClellan Financial Group of Asante Capital Management, reminding you to subscribe so that you can have your best retirement ever.
You've been listening to the McClellan Financial Group of Asante Capital Management Limited. Asante Capital Management Limited is a member of the Canadian Investor Protection Fund and the Investment Industry Regulatory Organization of Canada. Insurance products and services are provided through Asante Estate and Insurance Services Incorporated. This material is provided for general information and is subject to change without notice. Every effort has been made to compile this material from reliable sources. However, no warranty can be made as to its accuracy or completeness. Before acting on any of the previous information, please make sure to see a professional advisor for individual financial advice based on your personal circumstances. The opinions expressed are those of the authors and not necessarily those of Asante Capital Management Limited.